This message is for Gord. It is not exactly detailed, but hopefully somewhat helpful because the details would be provided more thoroughly if I were fully up for the day. But it's like 5 a.m. and I don't want to start the day yet, so I'm not going to. If you go, select an item, and it's either. Well, it is located. When I say either, I mean it is. You can pick from selecting this option from either the view menu or by pressing the applications key on your selected item. So it exists in both places. And you want dynamic split. Now, in that dynamic split dialog, unlike 5 years ago, what it used to do is split audio into items. And you could then quantize the item positions to grid to slice it up. And that method is still there and still works just fine. But its default behavior is to insert stretch markers, which one can also then quantize and snap to grid. Transient sensitivity can be adjusted from within the dynamic split dialog, though certainly not conveniently. It's a pain. It's almost worth adjusting the threshold and the sensitivity. Like control shift page down for page up and down for one, and control shift to home and in for the other, or something like that. Control alt, control shift. One of those to adjust both. One, I hadn't figured this out yet. But the difference between the threshold and the sensitivity. I'm gonna guess what the threshold does is it obviously is threshold and how low do you go before transient detection begins caring about the audio. How sensitive, except not because of the sensitivity parameter.